Big news this morning that Royal Dutch Shell has called off its plans to drill in the Arctic for oil. That's after exploratory drilling this summer delivered disappointing results. It's a story that has local implications since the big oil company has been basing part of its Arctic drilling fleet at the port of Seattle's Terminal 5, even amid big protests. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe joins us live with more. So Bellamy, what happened?
Well, October 1st marks the end of the season for Shell. It's supposed to be out of there by then, and it looks like they won't be returning anytime soon. The company announced that it will end exploration off Alaska for the foreseeable future. That's after it failed this summer to find sufficient oil to make it pencil out for them. This is pretty amazing news since the company had a fleet of 28 vessels up there, some of them based in Seattle, including that big, huge blue and white Polar Pioneer drilling rig that inspired so much protest when it arrived and departed from West Seattle this summer. But the company said after spending more than $7 billion on Arctic exploration, it found indications of oil and gas, but not sufficient quantities to warrant more drilling work.
So what about Seattle's lease with Shell?
Well, this is a big unknown for now. I spoke this morning with Paul Query. He's the spokesman for the local tug company, Foss Maritime. That's the company that brokered the lease between the port of Seattle and Shell. And he said they still have their contracts with both entities, but it's unclear to them exactly what happens next. He says they're obviously disappointed. He said they are surprised at this news. They expect there will be some work kind of winding things up over the next few months, but they're still waiting to hear from Shell exactly what happens next. They're also, interestingly, still waiting for word to come down from the Seattle hearing examiner about whether this lease was even legal. The question there, whether servicing oil rigs can be counted as cargo, and they haven't heard yet whether that lease is actually 100% legal. But basically, he said, you know, they'll look for additional uses for that huge open space, and the Port of Seattle needs income to continue renovating it to make it ready for Panamax ships.
All right, Bell, thanks so much.
Thank you.
KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe reporting live this morning. It's 8:33.